youth much, so I heard and got the vibe of the youth world.
Well, I hope to chat with you again, hopefully not too...
Hope is not a strategy. You can drop that word. It will happen.
Every Saturday on payday, Bob does his 14 hours, and yep. I'm sure he'll give an hour to you every Saturday if you like.
Oh, thank you. And Dr. Carolyn, thank you so much for everything you do with everything.
Thank you.
I thought I was going to be, before I met you or saw you on the line, I thought I was going to be the nurse of the future, but when I went into the industrialized kind of medical war machine that has become medicine, I didn't feel like it was something that I wanted to do anymore. But nonetheless, I really, really have so much admiration and respect and gratitude for everything that you are doing for everyone, Dr. Dean.
For you. It's all being done for you.
Yes, it's just for you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night and happy Thanksgiving to you both. Thank you for being such wonderful role models.
That's right. I'm glad you noticed that. Happy that you noticed that. Thank you.
Say hi to your mom.
I will. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, Madeline, are you ready for more information?
Are you ready for more, Madeline?
Ready for more.
All right.
Atta girl.
Yeah, so this is maybe follow-up stuff from Lost and that and other shows. I'm not sure. It's a lot of notes. So I'll get started and get the numbers right. Okay, just a second. Got to bring it up here. I moved it. Just a second. Getting close. Okay, so 107.28 to 113.
I like the Queen Mother or something.
It does.
Right, I correct.
What's that? Wrong place. Okay, we're ready.
Right. Okay, Carol.
Did the smoke monster have a name?
The smoke monsters. Did you get that? Monsters.
Gaga, Lady Gaga.
No, monster.
More than one?
Oh, I didn't know there was more than one.
Of course. The smoke monsters are the representation of emotion.
Of course.
And so the cork is the force field, and the emotions are
love.
Yeah, the cork is love. Is that what you just said?
That's what we just said.
Yeah, and the emotions are the smoke.
That's right.
So, and the gauge is how much you allow emotions out, and what's your relationship to the releasing of them as you
inhale. And how is it this smoke monster was so horrible and bad?
We got to stop it. I had this thing. This software update came in and interrupted the flow. So I'm going to go back and do that again.
Bob?
Oh, I forgot to block people. Yes. Yes, go ahead.
I can't remember what the cork is.
That was in the Golden Pond. Remember? Remember at the end? They had to stick the cork in the... they had to drain it out, and then it was flooding, and then they had to stick it back in. The big golden, big cork in the Golden Pond, in the cave. Remember, one of them went down there and died doing it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so the thing came up and was blipping it out, so it was going in and out, so it would start over again.
Don't forget to mute.
Right. Okay, mute.
participants are now muted.
Still lining it up. Still lining it up.
Okay, Carol.
Did the smoke monster have a name?
The smoke monster, smoke monsters, monsters. Did you get that? Monsters.
Yeah, I got Lady Gaga.
No, monster.
There's more than one.
More than one.
Of course, the smoke monsters are the representation of emotion.
Of course.
And that's so the cork is the force field, and the emotions are
love.
Yeah, the cork is love. Is that what you just said?
That's what we just said.
Yeah, and the emotions are the smoke.
That's right.
So, and the gauge is how much you allow emotions out, and what's your relationship to the releasing of them, as you.
And how is it this smoke monster was so horrible and bad? Why did everybody have great fun and talk to him and engage him, and then the smoke monster beat the hell out of him, and then it'd go cuddle up with John Locke, and then it'd have sweet, nice things to say.
It's changeable like emotions. Yeah.
Up and down like a window shade.
Okay, so.
And did he have a name? The kid, we never really heard his name.
The kid?
The dark-haired
Jacob brother.
Dark-haired
Oh, yeah,
kid.
He was the man in black, they called him. He never had a name.
What?
He never was named.
Not by the mother?
Not by anyone. His mother was killed by the...
Oh, yeah, no, the older mother, the fake mother, did she?
Here we go. It was killed by Cece.
Cece is the older fake mother.
Right.
Her name is Cece. I don't know if I heard her name.
No. That was because she played on West Wing.
She was Cece on West Wing. What position did she have in West Wing? What was her role?
In Secretary of State. No, she was press secretary.
Okay, so the man, the kid, so is there a meaning that he never had a name? Well, he had no identity. He couldn't control his emotions, so to speak.
Right. Well, he was an emotion. Emotions can't control. Here we go, Bob. Here you go. Now you hit it. Emotions can't control themselves.
Right.
They have to be controlled by love.
By the force field. Emotions can't control themselves. Mm-hmm. There's your difference between love as a force field and emotions.
Yeah, love is...
Love can control itself.
Yeah.
Emotions can't control themselves.
Okay, so...
Very good.
Yeah, so... So the cork... The Resolute Desk is a cork. It's not like bringing the fringe. It's an important interface between the worlds.
CJ. Not CC. CJ.
Oh, CJ. So the cork represents the interface between the worlds. And it's like a portal...
No. The cork is love.
Okay, and is love in there is love in parallel worlds.
Sure.
Yeah. So the cork is love.
But you see, the way they lay it out in Lost, they say that island that was not. They'd say that island was a parallel world. They'd say that island was an outside, an anomaly.
Yeah.
So
the island was the representative of other worlds in and out.
The mystery landscape.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I'm telling you, we're starting to quote Bob now.
Bob's source, or Bob is a text that must be referred to occasionally.
The aphorism of Bob.
Yeah. So the cork... alright, so the cork is love as a force field, which is everywhere and not connected to what's a parallel world, not parallel world like the island are is. They're represented as that. Okay, so So we got that, right? Can we get the portaling through the temple? Is and the gate? Boy, is there a gate involved in this scenario? Is the island a gate?
The island has many gates, and you have that now. You didn't check your chart when you asked that question. What about the lottery numbers that Hurley won that kept showing up on everything?
Yeah.
We say, yeah, that's a synchronicity or an anomaly that keeps showing up to access back and forth between worlds.
Right. That's the legend.
If on the, you know, when they look down the pipe,
yep,
and it's in the hole,
yep,
and on the code on the side of it, there was his lottery numbers. Then you go into the airplane and go looking at the parts and the different things.
It's the legend.
Numbers. It's the numbers of the legend, the symbols,
yeah,
that also won Hurley the lottery so he could be the Chicken King.
Right. Okay, so you have the numbers. Well, let's leave any more aspects. We can do that tomorrow. So the numbers of the legend. Now, did Abrams and the writers mean that to be?
Yep.
They understood that.
No, they just used it, and then much of this was hit and miss by default.
They actually were channeling the zeitgeist, the thinning of the veil. It was time for these things to be seen, so nobody explained them. Ion is explaining them, but it was just coming out. They create this epic by default.
Mm-hmm. They got pregnant, they just don't know how.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. So, okay, I guess
they
we'll
still have pregnant. Good.
Yeah, let's leave it at that, Carol. There might be more questions, and then we can do that tomorrow. So
that was a delicious 20 minutes.
Right. Excellent, Bob.
Okay, so, what? Where? Over here. Unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Madeline?
That was a great 20 minutes.
Yeah. I get some more something. I don't know what it is, but I've got it listed here. But anything to say about... Do you see, you're acquiring meanings from Ion?
It's very good. I'm getting pregnant, but I don't even know how. Yeah. Yeah, but the whole show is by like somewhat by default, but yeah, you can definitely see like all the ionic analogies, I think that's the best word to say.
Well, Ion's putting order to it. Or I think it put order to it.
Because it seemed like the show had that like that buzz for a while, like as he explained, like everyone was very excited about the show, but as soon as the end came, they were like, what the fuck is this show? Because I never really watched it when it was really big, but I heard about it constantly. And then all of a sudden, like, I saw it. I was like, well, that makes a good sense to me, but I kind of got, like, a insight of how a different way to kind of view it, so.
Yeah. That'd be even with, if you memorize what Ion said and then rewatch the whole thing. Because it's interesting, he said, if you did this or that, it could have ended in the first few shows.
Yeah, unequivocally. It was like, this show is over, but as it kept going, but I think the best thing about the show that it illustrated was like how much people really go through all these hoo-ha just to get to one answer, and the answer is really simple.
Yeah,
so that's what one of the biggest things that I saw from that show is like, that I thought was a really good representation of not only the modern man, but just human civilization as we know it since writing it down.
Yeah, yeah. Anything to say, Madeline? Nothing.
I'm eating ice cream. Sorry.
Yeah, I had another round. I had another two rounds of pastries. They're not going to be here much longer. $100 worth of pastries is gone like that. Okay.
Well,
what?
Sorry about that. Will Kellen be able to go get some ice cream before Ed and Ray tomorrow?
No,
or within a minute.
I'm screwed. When did you take it, Cal? Did you take it to the pool today or something?
No, I've been nipping it right from day two that you got them.
Well, where is it?
Well, all I had to do was keep the one in the back and just take out of it. You couldn't see through it until today I reached the bottom.
Oh, so the one I saw sitting there earlier today was pretty well empty.
Yep.
I didn't know it.
No.
Where'd you have the spoon? You took it with you?
Bob, I would go in the library freezer and scoop it out into my container, sit right here behind you, waving to you, talking, interacting, eating your ice cream, and you never noticed.
No. I was very busy performing for the people. The people required my services, but I did notice there was an inordinate going back to the garage. I know the rhythm. Charlie goes back there, but the last few days there's too much garage activity. I noticed that.
It's the library.
But I didn't think she'd have the... Here she is supposed to be supporting me. See, this is where, in the end, it's going to be Catherine Turner and James Nicholson, Prissy's honor, because we're going to have to... One of us is going to have to kill the other person. And it comes out. I mean, look, she's all supporting. You're great. And she's sabotaging me by eating the fucking ice cream. Like, you know, think of that. Fucking
maybe
evil.
We better analyze this with emotion.
I will not fuck you for another 10 years. You're fucked for the next 10 years. No, you're not fucked for the next 10 years.
And this is what Bob gets for not buying me my one quart.
Yeah, I stopped giving her. I stopped getting ice cream for her because it was killing her. Are you there? Why is there no laughter?
I'm laughing inside.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I guess that was funny.
I'm going to need your laughter to get me through tomorrow. You guys got to put a lot of sugar. You're going to have to be nice. You have to let me be mean to you, and you just sugar it on to me.
Okay.
Or I'll just fucking go ballistic on Evan. We don't want that, you know.
Has anyone been Altamonted today?
No, it was a wonderful day of balance and coordination.
Mm.
Or did, wait, no, I did. I think I Altamonted someone almost.
You sure did.
Oh, yeah, I Altamonted Greg. Well, I didn't kill him, but I started.
And Ion. Yeah.
Oh, and I fucking Ion. Fired Ion. He may never come back. That's another thing we don't like to think about. Or you don't, but I might. We'll see. I may have really pushed it over the edge this time.
I thought it was Jenny and Craig playing a trick on you and brought in one of their clips.
Really? Because they...
Well, it happened so fast.
No, what happened is that Ginny said, Bob, check your Inquix, you know, the thing, and I go down, and then I see the phone number. And she knew, I think she knows the phone number, or has paid attention to it. Because she can see it, because she has access, because she does shows for Carolyn. Mm-hmm. So she knew, I think she recognized the number. Matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if those two are fucking trying to call JW all the time, and they're going to get smoted if they keep that up. So they'd better not touch that phone number or use it or do anything with it. And also, I think Bill could see it. So Bill, you got Bill's out there selling it.
Yeah, unpaid Bill.
Yeah, unpaid Bill's finally going to get paid. Which was, if you listen to that song I started out, wasn't that great? We're going to tear down, it was for you, man. We're going to tear down the studio. Do you know, did you get that? That opening song? Back in day, the 200 Motels finale. Well, maybe we'll do it after we finish this. So let's, so you're going to have to stay around to hear the point of the show. Of this, of something. Okay, so I go down here. We are going to do a quickie, very quick. This is very short. Very short.
Are there other objects that serve that cork function that have to stay where they are? Other environments?
I had to stop it there for some reason. I don't even know why I had to. And then,
did you have it muted?
No, that was meant to be heard. Now, okay, the next 3 seconds are not meant to be heard. So I bring the volume down, and here we go. All right, so now I can put it up. And this will go about a minute. Then I got to stop it again.
There is a tree in Shangri-La that has to stay.
Right.
There is... in the Black Hills,
there is a rock that has to stay.
Good. So that's a few examples.
And there is a a vein of iridium in Las Plumas.
What state is that? Where is that?
Well, Las Plumas would be west. Las Plumas.
Nevada or someplace.
Somewhere out there.
Yeah.
It has to stay intact in place.
So
there are those crystals that Carolyn found in Mexico.
You find, you mean in parallel worlds recently, or?
No, you know.
Okay, they stopped that. Where was that? 15023. So then.
What was that, anyhow? Is that the mystery landscape?
I don't know what it was. It was something. I think it was about what gets. Earlier, he talked about what stays. Something stays and holds worlds together. So he listed a couple of things that stay, like the tree in Shangri-La in this world. When you listen to the whole thing, I think it should make sense. If not, complain.
So where do I listen to that at?
Well, I'm playing it, so you go back.
Okay. Now I have to go to school. Finally, you got me.
Right. You just go to Aikido's inventory. You'll have this marked out.
I fell asleep again tonight. Started hallucinating. All of a sudden, sleep came over me. And so I missed stuff.
Yeah, I think
so I missed stuff. Now I have to go study.
Yeah, I think we're wearing you down. Your rigid self is.
I'm ready now, and I'm going to be disappointed. It's going to stop, but then I can go study.
Right, but you're getting stimulated by lust.
Nah.
Well, why are you ready now? What made you ready?
No, I'm ready for. I mean, I'm alert because I slept.
Oh,
for a short time, probably about a half an hour, just long enough to miss something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got to make do this. That's down. Then we go through 115, 34. Start. So this will take about a minute. Anything you want to say? Anybody?
No, Bob.
Yeah, I do, but I don't know what. I want to say something, but I don't know what it would be.
Greg, you've been staying up a lot later than usual, right? Right?
So Greg?
Wasn't that Greg?
No, that was Denny who said, I want to say something, but I don't know what it would be.
Okay. So, start 116.28. Okay.
Is the iridium and the tree and all that, do they have substance from a parallel world? Are they a stabilizer between
two? No, not necessarily. Those, you were answering your question,
yes.
But now that's leading into the, is the cork from a parallel world? And we say no, but you asked what the whole placeholders were, and those are placeholders. They can be from other worlds. They can be essence of this world. They can be crafted by another world person. You could take the wood from here, take it to another world, do different things where they bring it back here, and it would show up. You could build a World Trade Center towers, and then you could zap them and make them go another place. That in and out, and was the building in another world? No, but the metal that was in the building was from another world. Were the nails that were used in the Resolute desk, were they from this world? Yes. Were they wrought and forged from the puzzle box maker from another world? Yes. Did he use a special hammer to do the dowels and the pegs that he was using?
Okay, so there you have it. that's the end of the... Am I on? Yeah, that's the end of the lost. Okay?
Yeah, that's just pretty good prototypes for doing things.
Right. Okay. Now, there's another one. What's this one? 277. Elite 143. So this is a little bit more. 277. Starting at 143.23. This may have more lost material. Okay. Just organizing it. Okay, I'm still working on it. 143. 143.23. Coming up.
Yeah.
That's when the cymbals started going heavy and then the cymbals kick in.
You mean the cymbals from Chad started happening? Is that
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then.
So, I'll delete that, start 130. Okay.
And it's over the summer when they hear about the switching of the buildings and the two doubles, everybody. They definitely said, wow, this is stuff we can use.
And then talking about the other worlds where the Twin Towers are, and then you're rolling along, and then there it is with the Twin Towers.
Yeah, when we saw the Twin Towers on the May 13th final show of first season, I think Ion had talked about that a few days before, that the parallel world there would be. But we didn't say that on the radio. They already figured out that on their own. Would you agree?
It just is a concept. Concept.
Yeah, you were telling us about the same time, but they weren't hearing us talk on the radio, and they figured that out themselves. Okay, it's the whole double thing, which is the main point. So you say Ion's one of his main points he reveals, the guarded, protected fact or secret, is that they're parallel worlds. The other guarded fact is that there are two of you, or more.
More, yeah.
Yeah, two or more of you. So,
yeah, and if that screws with you, okay, just be one of you.
Right.
Once you figure it out,
again, then I need to go three or
your
stop your
one. Yeah. There's that old timey stuff.
Right. So I'm going to get used to this idea, get easy with it, and that'll lead me to see myself.
Sure.
Okay. So
it won't be a big deal.
Right. So the that is the writers of Lost influenced by us.
Sure.
They, in other words, they might start to figure out how to wrap it up.
When you see, I can't tell
you. Yeah, you can't. No, I understand. We'll see
but I just think we're going to say this, though.
No, don't say anything about the show.
Yes. When you see this final, when Carolyn markets, when you see this final, you're going to know. You want proof that we are? That'll do it.
You mean we are? We'll have proof that we influenced it. When you say we are, what?
It'll be proof that we set this up before that show was written.
Did when you say you totally ran it, or did someone listen to our shows and get ideas? Is that what you mean by setting it up?
Bob, when you watch the show, you'll go, that's Ion.
Yeah, no, I understand. And, but
now, not just Ion, line by line by line by line by line.
Oh, and this is why JW was blown away by it. He could see that.
Absolutely.
Right, but I'm asking you, you set it up. I understand that they hear us on the radio and they get ideas and put it into the plot. I want to know if that's what you mean by set up, or you wrote the thing independent of the writers.
We don't write.
Right, so it has to be the first case. They heard ideas that we broadcast.
Well, they have a non-physical, so they picked up on that and synced up with that or what we were
yeah,
doing.
If they actually didn't hear the show, we have the alibi that their non-physical heard our show, right?
Sure.
As far as I could go on that one.
Is there another option there?
What's that mean?
This is Denny.
Yeah, what's option mean?
An option means that you gave us two options. Either they listened to the show and got ideas, or they... their non-physical listened to the show and got ideas.
He mentions non-physical. He says they could get it for their non-physical. Seems to me that's what he said.
Okay.
Anybody,
they got
anybody else saying, hear anything?
Well,
where's Sarah Courtney and Madeline? They're listed, but they go home?
They're eating ice cream.
Yeah, right. Okay, so there was that. We did that one. Okay, now we get this next one. So you see these fragments of our life in Hollywood. That's what's happening here. So I got to get 276.
Well, did some people call non-physical their muse, their muse.
Their what?
So,
muse.
Muse. Where they get ideas because their muse.
Right.
They contacted them or...
Right. Start, okay, 276. 276 start 529. What is that? I guess for Ed, I should have said the first thing, the loss was from session 279. Then this last thing, where I was in and out just a little bit, talking about the writers of the show and how they got it, got our stuff or whatever, it's session 277. Now we're doing session 276. I don't know what it's about. I'll check here. Start at 529. Okay, this is about the answer to cancer. Okay, so this would be start by delete and 4002. Okay, 529. Looking it up, getting it ready right there. Okay, here we go.
Okay, and then JW said, if it can be either, it can be both.
Yes.
Can you go into that?
Yes. If you're going to go with a nucleotide,
mm-hmm.
all this is about is sending a new message on the RNA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, RNA is already acid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you take an acid with an acid, it's still acid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're being simple, but you want it simple until we get it down to using the big wordy words. But if it's acid and you add acid, it's still acid. You may change the acid, but it's still acid.
Mm-hmm.
Acid doesn't neutralize acid.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, if you add neutral to an acid, what does it become?
Well, it makes it a little less acid.
Less acid. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it's both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you're not going to turn RNA neutral.
Oh, I see.
It won't serve you. Mm-hmm. But it will pinpoint the actual RNA information,
mm-hmm.
right, pinpointed what you're identifying as a cancer cell. See, that's how they know you expire from cancer anyway, if they identify the cellular radical
mm-hmm.
intrusion of the melanoma.
Mm-hmm. So, just going back, it will pinpoint the RNA information. How is it pinpointing the RNA information?
Oh, it basically, you went thoroughly into the scrubber
mm-hmm.
aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's what activates the scrubber point.
Mm-hmm.
It's what moves it from a, let's say you have a lesion that you're working with. It's
mm-hmm.
not like systemic through the body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't require acid and acid to scrub everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's pinpointed to that particular
mm-hmm.
cancer lesion.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the neutral form would then pinpoint only those cells
mm-hmm.
that would be confined in that lesion. Now, what they do now is they take a chainsaw and they start cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you no longer have to do the cut.
Wow. So the neutral form would somehow find its way to that lesion?
Yes, dear. Because if you clean up the RNA or add neutral to an acid, it makes it not neutral, makes it less acid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's less acid, then it would be pinpointed to those cells, cancer, that are pinpointed.
Why so?
Because it was the RNA, the new information going into the cellular reproduction, would pinpoint those aberrations, those cells that were outside of normal. Because we're not saying the cancer cells are normal in the human genome, are we?
No.
Okay. Well, the less acid RNA says, okay, everything that matches this is what this information, RNA is information deliverer, is this information to the cells like these.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you'll adjust your magnesium and you'll adjust your parameters and sometimes even your dextrose.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't need to know what. Are you saying that the cancer cells have a less acid pH that attracts the less acid RNA?
If there are individual areas where cancer cells are confined,
mm-hmm.
yes. But if it's like Hodgkin's lymphoma, no. That's why you got to go acid and basically increase that.
Okay. So that's what we're doing. The pinpointing has to do with the matching up of cancer cells that supposedly are less acidic and attract the less acidic RNA.
Because it pinpoints only those cells. But if you've got it everywhere, then you go full out with acid and acid. That every cell would have the metabolic response.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you haven't asked the question that we fix an answer. Here's the answer. Then you can ask the question. What do you do with pinpointable cancers like pancreatic cancers? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you get that, you're kind of done, they say, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that is, those cells are indeed, what you say confined.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, they aren't. There's no way. The way they describe it is their treatments now are very limited at
reaching those particular cancer cells, because it's still cellular cancer. And then once it's in the pancreas, you see, you can sort of connect, what's not, what part of your body is not connected to the pancreas. So there's no way to reach it, so there's no way to stop it from burning if it's like a wildfire. So it's very difficult to have that reached, meaning to confine the cells, because everything attached to the pancreas sooner or later. So in that particular case, that would be fall into the category of a systemic arena. And degrees of ovarian cancer and some of the testicular cancers, they are a little different, but yet still would fall under that same parameter as invasive.
Okay, so you're going to treat them acid on acid.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. Very good. And then what happens is the acid on acid sends a new message to the RNA. But then the RNA then sends a new message in the strands that reach the chromosomes to create the new cell, and those chromosomal genomes are whole cells without cancer. Or if cancer doesn't kill you, you could have a whole body of cancer cells and you wouldn't know or care. So the point is that even if it was, it wouldn't be offensive to the normal human genome structure.
Okay, so the RNA that goes to the pinpoint cancer, it's attracted to it.
Well, it matches. It matches.
So the
and it matches. So okay, so now this is good. We don't cut you off because we want you to be and do it. But we got to be clear. It matches. Now, how could it match one cell from another cell? Because you've already pinpointed it as a cancer already anyway. Mm-hmm. And if you pinpointed it as a cancer, how did you do that? Well, you did a test. Well, what did that test show you? Well, they showed that this was a cancer cell. And it's benign or malignant, even after you identify the thing or the body. Okay, so in the RNA, the communication that goes on as the cellular regeneration takes place by the neutral value, it just basically sends an enhanced message through or via the RNA to adjust or attach at the chromosomal level, that would say make a new cell replicate as, maybe this word will work and maybe not, we'll try it, as less cancerous. So if that cell is reproducing as less and less and less malignant, now there's no remission. Remission just means that you missed it again. So there is no remission. It actually is adjusted from the genome strata as the polynucleotide connection matches the new RNA messenger or message to the chromosomal strands that are the building block of the cell itself. So therefore, just as your lips fall off and your skin falls off and your toenails grow out and you cut them off, that's an energy, okay? That's an exfoliation as it's replaced. So what happens is if your cells then replace what you're calling the malignant one with ones maybe in the beginning less malignant and then benign.
Okay.
That's a little wordy, but you got the big picture. Now, we'll go specific, but we wanted to get that so we could slip away.
Right. So I guess the remaining question is, we're talking about the scrubbed RNA with a slightly lower acid. Has the RNA got the lower acid pH, or just the whole environment with the...
To be simple, it's how clean do you want the petri dish? Is it for that pinpoint of where you're going to grow something out, or is it the entire field or strata that it has the capacity to grow in?
Mm-hmm.
So in that particular question, which is great, it would be the pinpoint and the whole... both.
Okay, so the question is the RNA made acidic, or is it the...
It already is.
...fluid?
It already is.
Okay.
Now, what we're talking about is more acidic or less acidic.
Mm-hmm.
So now this neutral is now becoming what you would call a negative polarity, would it not?
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying it that way because that's what they're trying to do with their poison. Mustard chemotherapy.
Right.
It's not working.
So it's less acid or even to the point of neutral.
Well, no, you won't get RNA to neutral.
Okay.
But then it won't be RNA.
Okay, so that's as far as RNA can go.
Right, because if it becomes neutral, then go back to it.
So it's just less acid. And that's enough.
Let's say less degree of acidity.
Yeah. And that seems...
By saying less acid means that you take some of the RNA away. That's not what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's the RNA that's communicating with the cells and the reproduction of the chromosomal parts of the cells that are constantly reproducing would become the new information superhighway within the strata of the chromosomal polypeptide cellular reproduction process. Your body naturally reproduces cells that are cancer-free.
Yeah.
And it does it immediately. And if you've got it real bad or won't let go of it in 3 weeks,
but see, it does it already. Yeah, if so now we're at the stage where the RNA with a lesser degree of acidity seems to be attracted to pinpointed cancer cells that...
No, it matches the matches the cancer cells that you've already got. It only finds the ones that it's like.
Like, okay. Sewn together. Okay.
So you've got one little growth on your arm, and they cut on it, and they said, oh, and they did a biopsy, and they said, oh, it's malignant. So this process would pinpoint those malignant cells.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that you're eat up with it, that you've just got a little melanoma thing on your hand or on your arm or whatever, where you, in your breast, in the mammary gland, something like that.
So the RNA matches the cancer cells that you've already got, and then is there something about the scrubbed RNA that makes it want to produce less malignant cells?
Yes, they replace them. Because what happens now? Here's what happens now. If you get this, it'll make what we're saying clearer. What happens now is you get a malignancy, a cell, cancer cell that's cancer, that's malignant. Well, that cancer cell copies and reproduces itself. That's mm-hmm. how they say the cancer is growing or it's becoming more.
The help of RNA.
Well, that's what it reproduces.
With RNA, yeah.
RNA reproduces what it is.
RNA reproduces. Yeah.
Right? That's what it's the information superhighway to tell the chromosomes how to reproduce that cell.
Right.
And if there's breakage, then it produces breakage. It doesn't know. It's the copying machine. It doesn't know. It doesn't care. It just says, oh, this is it. Okay, this is it. Okay, this is it. Okay, this is it. But, well, if you can adjust the information, that the information that's being flowed onto the information superhighway by simply basically adjusting the information in the RNA, which says reproduce at this degree of acid, then you make every malignancy instantly benign. We don't see why anybody would die of benign cancer, do you?
They really wanted to. Okay.
They'll have to go back the old-timey way and just chop off their heads off.
And reproducing at this degree of acidity, let's see, what you've done is the less acidity is actually matching the cancer acidity. So why all of a sudden do you get some different result?
It's a lesser degree. It's a lesser degree.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lesser degree. A lesser degree.
The acidity of the RNA matches the acidity of the cancer cell.
Already. Otherwise, the cancer wouldn't reproduce.
Right.
You have a cancer cell. The cancer cell sends a message through RNA to make more.
Mm-hmm. So the already part, already the...
makes it a singularity.
That's what's allowing the reproduction of the cancer cell.
Yes.
So then you get the, if you reduce
the level of acidity.
Let me say it so that I know I've got it. If you could.
Sorry.
If you reduce the pH, then you change, you change the interaction, and somehow that change makes it less cancerous. That change allows a different outcome. So the question is,
are we confirming that that's what you got?
Well, if you want to wait for a question, I can give you a question if you want to.
No, that's not quite there.
Okay.
What we were interrupting is that the message that the cancer, let's call it the malignancy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The malignant cells get the message through RNA to make more cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
Are we good with that?
Well, I don't know if the malignant cells are giving a message, isn't it just...
Then how do you have more cancer cells?
Cells have something going on in them, and RNA just automatically keeps on reproducing them.
Yes.
Is there an extra message that goes out?
Well,
or is it just the normal message of the cells for reproduction?
It's the normal reproductive schedule that cells do.
Yeah, so...
what we're saying, if you get one cancer cell, everybody has cancer cells, but some people's cancer cells reproduce. Something gets in their RNA of those cancer cells and say, make more.
Mm-hmm.
Well, other people, everyone has cancer cells, as it's very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has them, but some die of it and some don't.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the difference in those that do and those that don't are... the ones that have the RNA, let's call it the receptor, the RNA gives the message to aggressively reproduce only cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
And by changing the pH a bit, they'll still, that RNA message will still be accepted by the cancer cell because it's like it. So you haven't affected the chromosomal tide.
Mm-hmm.
You have just affected the message
that makes that basic cancer cell for a pinpointed spot by decreasing the acidity, you actually convert it to dormant. So it does not reproduce. So now the nastiest cancer cell of all doesn't reproduce. Well, when a cell is not replicated, it's just like your skin, when it's replaced with a cell that is a cancer, the body absorbs it and sort of it's scrubbed, but washes it away. Just like you're done with the tub, you don't save that water that's got the nasty on it. You pull the plug and let it flow.
Right.
So that's why we were cleaning that little degree of adjusting of the RNA and why how that affects the, because you got lots of kinds of cancers, okay?
But still, this, I still don't understand it enough to...
Well, then now ask the question.
I guess what I would like to know is the change in pH of the RNA change in pH, how does that create a less malignant cell on reproduction?
Okay. Does it make a less malignant cell? The new message is you have plenty, don't make any more of this. The RNA, the acidity of the RNA that is, it's what gives the go-ahead from the genome to say reproduce, reproduce, reproduce. Well, if you decrease the acidity of RNA, it pinpoints the cancer cell and says, okay, we got enough. We have all the lip cells we require, or hair cells, or whatever. That's what is being reproduced. So if you decrease that RNA's message to those identified cancer cells already, it's basically saying that's enough, and or allows the new production. That's why we're being generalized, because it's all different kinds of cancers. Mm-hmm. It generalizes it to the point it's like, okay, so this cell, we need to make a change. The same way a change takes place, it activates the RNA to have someone have an aggressive stage of a malignant cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing it at the cellular level, because this RNA that we're talking about, that we're affecting, is the same RNA that only affects cancer cells anyway. Because with the lactated ringers solution in itself, adding, of course, your formula, which, you know, we've sort of worked out, but because of that formula, you could give it to normal, healthy, wonderful people. You give it to babies, give it to pregnant mamas, give it to just everybody you want to. Because it's just lactated ringers with a little bit of juju juice in it. But it does indeed have a causal effect that has an outcome of the affect of the cellular reproduction within the human genome by affecting RNA in the confines of the chromosomal arms that set the reproduction of that individual cell.
Yeah, so I think I got it way at the beginning when you were saying the level of acidity gives the message to reproduce or not, and it's not that it's
how aggressive.
It's probably not that it stops reproduction, but it served to slow it down.
Yes.
Now,
like your white blood cells that are already cells, the white blood cells have jobs. Well, if you have an inflammation, you increase white blood cells and it attacks them. Mm-hmm. Well, those are cells already. Already. Well, then, what changes to identify within the body? Say, oh, we have something going on here. Increase white blood cells to kill, to kill the bad ones. Well, a change in RNA takes place that activates those white blood cells to kick it up.
Mm-hmm.
See, what science does is they just pinpoint and notice that those are the processes that are, and then adjust accordingly. Oh, well, we know there's a